The documents provide an insight into the workings of the party when it was led by Jeremy Corbyn.
Build bridges, not walls.
When he became leader, party membership doubled.
The wonderful campaign that I was involved with brought a lot of people back into politics because they believed there was something on offer for them.
But Corbyn did not control the party bureaucracy based in its London headquarters. The files show how unelected officials undermined him as leader. The leak includes a WhatsApp group of senior party management discussing Corbyn.
I'm just about to stab him.
That might be disciplinary.
Worth it, though.
Nothing in the rules about stabbing. Poor form, though.
The files show how officials used the party's disciplinary process to suspend local branches that supported Corbyn. In Wallasey, in the northwest of England, allegations of homophobic abuse were levelled at pro-Corbyn supporters after a meeting in June 2016.
I did not see any limp wrist gestures, and there were no homophobic comments made about the MP.
The story was leaked to the national media and used to suspend the local Wallasey party.
If you have an inner core of 6, 8 or 10 people nationally saying who can be a candidate, saying who can be a member, then you control the body politic of one of the major parties in this country. And I find that is undemocratic. Basically, it's a coup by a group of people to take over one of the major political parties in Britain.
In Brighton, on England's south coast, Labour's legal unit is intent on overturning the victory of the pro-Corbyn faction at an annual general meeting.
We all had 65% of the vote. 2 in 3 people attending it, a record turnout, a record majority, had won. Fantastic.
A member of the party's governance and legal unit writes to her boss.
What's your feeling on Brighton?
The head of the legal unit replies.
Exactly what you proposed. Overturn the annual general meeting, deal with individuals, while we worry about applying the rules correctly and legal niceties.
The woman answers.
I say act now and worry about those things later.
The Labour Party denies this version of events. It says it's a rules-based organisation that properly followed its own rules. The files also reveal how abusive messaging is used by those outside the party hierarchy to discredit rivals. Pro-Corbyn supporter Damien McCarthy is attacked online, and then his father is sent a dossier including the threatening tweets.
The dossier was sent through to my pa's, my stepdad, my pa's private email address. And that dossier was horrendous reading. It was awful. My dad read those terrible comments and he was upset about that. And he died not long after that.
Phil Rees, Al Jazeera, London.